sexy, spooky bones.
Hello and welcome to The Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I am Rolando.
J Flo in the house. What up? Beatbox, beat steady. Get me some Nesquik ready. Strawberry.
I thought you were going to say bebop and rock steady.
I wanted to, but I didn't want to get copywritten and
taken down.
Copyright infringement. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to name those famous musicians from the band The Backstreet Boys, Bebop and Rocksteady.
What are you talking about? They're NSYNCers.
Some of the Backstreet Boys, they all had like weird names at the beginning. Like one guy was like B something, like something like B Rock, shit like that.
So,
I always thought of the Ninja Turtles every time I read that.
Because they're hard. They were real guys.
Yeah, they were hard. They were real hard guys. Yep, it's true.
And welcome to the show. This week we will review Death of a Vlogger. As always, John will give us the plot in 5 words. I'll give her first thoughts. And then we're going to do a deep spoiler analysis. But first, we go back to TV Corner. We are reviewing Chucky, Season 2, Episode 7, Going to the Chapel.
Going to the chapel.
Eat a lot of peaches. Eat a lot of peaches.
Going to the chapel, gotta eat a lot of peaches.
So what did you think of...
That's our review.
The second to last episode of this season 2, a lot happened, a lot to talk about, a lot to go over.
And we did have a sidebar before we
started this episode. Yeah, we did do it.
And I am still confused, but we're going to talk about this.
So. Yes. I mean, the main things, the group of survivors are doing an exorcism on Chucky. And a lot of fun stuff ensues.
The doctor lady's request?
The doctor lady who is...
For the psychiatrist lady, right?
Yes.
Held him at gunpoint, and then they all agreed to do the exorcism because it was the best way to help Nika, I think is what they settled on.
Yes, she also, the doctor lady, got a gun pointed on her by Kyle. I believe it was Kyle who joined.
Oh, yes.
And so they mutually decided to take the soul out of that Chucky and switch it with... Prime Chucky, which is in Nika. So, but they had to exercise that other Chucky out. Makes sense, right? Everybody's on board, yeah. Following along.
As long as we can keep, because I think it was a really sweet thing to bring actual Jennifer Tilly. Like, what a fucking reveal that the doll was around the whole time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That has Jennifer Tilly in it. So I'm excited to see what her story arc is like. Oh, wait, she got hit by a bus and exploded.
That was the story arc. She got hit by a bus. Bam. She's dead. Jennifer Tilly in this world is dead.
And she had decided that it would suck to be Jennifer Tilly again because she would just go to jail for the rest of her life.
Right, because of all the shit Tiffany did. Mm. Yeah.
So she exploded. I don't think she intended to kill herself. I think it was an accident. But
I think so, too. That's one of the major things. A lot of deaths in this episode.
Yes.
So
well stayed. Well, creature blew up.
Let's. Yeah, I was about to say. Let's probably start with the big one. The big blow up was Devon Sawa dies again. So I'm assuming that he's always going to die, huh? He's going to be always die the second to last episode of every season.
We had talked about that last mm-hmm. week, and I had thought about it. I was like, well, he's got to die like soon if he's going to be in the next season.
Yeah. Performs the exorcism. I think this...
Without the Vatican's permission.
Without the Vatican, yeah.
So maybe that's why it didn't work properly. I don't know. I didn't understand why that was such an important... like they added to the story, and I was like, I'm going to assume this is supposed to be important later.
Possibly. Yes, possibly. What else happened? So they performed the exorcism, fun stuff. Chucky basically plays... It's basically like a knock on the first exorcism, you know? Like, you know how this series likes to reference horror movies, you know, Halloween, yeah. Stuff like that. So this is just like another filled with fun references to the first exorcism movie. And then...
Which sucks, because they had a... Oh, wait, no. Is this season older than that movie? Yeah, it is. If only the Pope's exorcist had come out before this.
Who knows? The next season, maybe.
Oh, it's true. Nice.
I think... This is definitely an episode that I think shows the strengths and weaknesses of the series, in my opinion. A lot of really fun... creative things, and I think that's when I think Chucky is at its best, when it's mixing up its horror stuff with the sort of out of nowhere cartoonish humor that it tends to have, like self referential humor that it has with it. So they did a lot of work here, right? So Chucky's dead, Devin Sawa's dead. This almost felt like a finale. This easily could have been the last episode, which I'm curious about what the eighth episode, the final episode of season two is going to actually be, because the exorcism was successful. So the Chucky that was in this Chucky gets taken out and sent to hell, while Prime Chucky that's in Nika gets put into the doll.
It's true. Okay. That totally tracks. All that makes perfect sense. Yeah. If you're not following along at home, you're just not a true fan. That's what that means. I'm also confused.
Yeah, no, I'm
so, because I don't understand the logistics behind what happened. I'm sure we're going to find out next episode.
Right.
Which I looked ahead right now, and I was kind of worried this might be what it is. It kind of feels like an a bottle episode for Christmas.
That was my sneaking suspicion too, that it was going to be similar to what we got at the beginning of this season, which is just a lot of like reconfiguring, like we set it in the future and then try to reconfigure it and try to get us to wherever it is they're going to go next season. Because this feels like the end, right? This feels like...
It really does, yeah.
And I think...
It feels like the way the first season finale kind of ended. We're like, oh, shit went wild. And then one final weird reveal.
But that was...
With
its intention to kind of leave it open for a second season. This I'm not sure. I mean, to be fair, we haven't seen the last episode. Why? Well, you know what I mean? Like, or...
That's true.
So we don't know what they have... What's in that episode, what they have planned yet. But... You know, this definitely felt like a season finale. One moment I did enjoy that I want to point out was all of the leads were together when the doctor is running with the Chucky, with Prime Chucky. And when Andy shoots the doll, shoots in the face, and they have like a funny platoon moment where he's getting, you know, shot and wasted and stuff like that, the Willem Dafoe part. And then he falls over and dies. All the heroes of all the shows and the movies all sort of walk up. And I was like, well, there you go. That's a nice moment. Like, if you're a fan of the series, that's a big moment, because all the heroes of past movies and the TV show are together. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, I know we had our speculation as to what major role the other nun was going to play, the one that's starting to lose it.
Right. And she continued to be batshit crazy for no reason. For no reason.
Came in, still convinced, and then everybody's like, what do we do? And then Glenda shoots her in the head.
Nope.
Like in that. No, stabs her with yeah. throws a knife at her.
Yeah. So that was ended. That didn't go. So I really legitimately thought like that. Oh, look at what the show's doing. I was like kind of excited because I like, look what the show's doing. They kind of like got rid of some people that were on Chucky's side, and we have a new group of. We have the doctor. We have now this crazy nun who could replace Tiffany or rival Tiffany. Because at some point, yeah. Tiffany was going to join up again. I'm assuming Tiffany's going to join up again, circle around back with this Chucky again at some point. Even though she always it kind of feels like she's separate from the main plot. Mostly.
Yeah, because she finally shows up at the end because Kyle was with her, right?
Right.
And I mean, Glenn was with her, and then Nika was trying to shoot Tiffany for a very good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking made her lose out in like a good chunk of her life.
Mm-hmm.
But Glenn jumped in the way because Glenn, I think, is supposed to be the humanity in what Chucky's persona is supposed to be. And Glenda's kind of teetering on being the evil side.
Glenda's?
Glenda. Is
the more of the two twins. Because I didn't know that. I'm actually asking. You know, because like, I...
Oh, well, no. Like, as far as I remember, because I didn't see that other movie.
Yeah.
Glenda was just one doll.
Yeah. Okay, so they...
With a weird personality disorder, but yeah.
Yeah, because Glenn, they make a point to say that Glenda's kind of like the killer. She's a killer.
Yes.
So...
They are a killer, yes.
Oh, excuse me. They are a killer. My bad. and they... what was it? Chucky says as much to Glenda. Glenda feels betrayed.
Pretty much, yeah.
So Glenda... was talking with Nika. Nika shoots, tries to shoot Tiffany, shoots Glenn. And then it's left ambiguous, right? We don't know if Glenn's dead. We don't know. I'm assuming she's not because there is no dead body. So I'm assuming that she's alive.
I think, yeah, I'm assuming. I feel like they are both going to stay alive. Either that or Glenn... Like, they're going to put them in the doll.
Oh. That's a good possibility. That's smart, yeah. Because they have the doll, and they kept the doll. Yeah.
Yes. And then Tiffany, I think, I don't know. It's like Jennifer Tilly is really playing this version of Tiffany's, like, super spastic. Almost like they, like, Grey Garden style mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure where this character is going anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was confusing. And I wasn't sure. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to circle back and, you know, get, you know, play out that story. But it was not a... I really thought this was like, okay, well, this sounds like a send-off for Nika. But with her shooting Glenn, it just motivates Glenda to kill Nika. So Nika's... it feels like she's still a part of the show somehow.
Yeah, I don't think they would get rid of Brad Dourif's daughter immediately on the second season of a Chucky show.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of this mainstay. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of this episode, I was very confused about the logistics, and usually, you know, I do mention sometimes I focus too much on that.
Okay.
But this is just confusing. Like, it's very confusing.
Well, I think the other... speaking about the kids, I always thought it was a really nice moment with Lexi getting visited by the now dead student that she befriended, Nadine, visits her. and as a ghostly figure. And I really enjoyed their moment, that scene together, because she appeared to her as a ghost slash angel premonition thing, but she was sort of dressed up and everything like Nadine would be dressed up, you know, because it's, she kind of is an eccentric character. So, and she basically just gives confidence to Lexi to stop the self-hating and stuff like that she's been going through this whole season with Jake and Devin. So
yeah, because she doesn't have anybody anymore. I guess her mom's still alive.
Her sister's still alive too, right? Her little sister.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She just feels bad about the what's his face's death, her boyfriend from last season.
Yeah,
Junior. Yeah. I feel like that finally got a, they reconciled that, and now it seems like the three are back together. Though I do hope Jake and Devin break up. I do not like them as a couple.
No, I don't either. It seems a little too forced.
At this point, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that was kind of it for the kids. They kind of were, again, pushed a little.
They were backseated.
Yeah. To, and I feel like, unfortunately, I feel like they kind of have been that way this whole season, to be honest.
Yeah.
A little backseated. Because I felt like the second episode introduced a fun concept, was sending them to kind of a religious school and sending them to kind of get them to rehabilitate them from their problems, right? Like the boys being gay and her having a drug problem. So it's like, okay, well, they're going to try to convert them and change them while also, you know, skewing the, you know, religion and their beliefs in homosexuality and stuff like that. None of that happened. It just sort of was set up that way. And maybe they did like tints of it, but I just don't. I think Don Mancini loves his toys, you know? Like he loves his.
I was going to say, Don Mancini probably has this whole like, I'm going to talk shit about religion, but now I want to get back to my toys.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Yeah. Like, this great setup premise, but then he just wants to get back to his stuff, the stuff he enjoys, his dolls. And yeah. And that's the way I feel like, unfortunately, I feel like that's a good thing and a negative thing about this show.
Yeah. I'm starting to be on your boat with this one. I mean, I was always there. I was kind of just hanging out in the boat. But now I'm like, all right, I'll join you on the deck and we can see this show for. I appreciate what it's trying to do, but now I'm just confused. Maybe I'm getting a little exhausted by these like disposable characters, which I'm sure we're going to get again in the next season.
That's right. Yeah. Well, welcome to the poop deck. So anyways, was it the fact that they're able to like build these characters up and introduce interesting characters and then immediately kill them off is a good thing, bad thing? Because then you don't really get invested, and you get invested, but then you kind of, the rug gets pulled out of you and you're like, oh well, that ended up not meaning anything.
Like they gave Alexi your own antagonist, and then immediately got that guy killed like two episodes later.
Or even,
which happened this season.
And what was it? What we just spoke about, the crazy redheaded nun. She was offed immediately, and it felt like she was finally building up an interesting character. Like the fact that like a nun, right, sees Chucky as a god and is so warped and twisted, you know, and sees Chucky as God is kind of like, whoa, that's a fun thing they can, exploit for years to come. She's dead. And yeah, she's not moving forward with the show. So I don't know.
And they're also going to have to try to explain, I guess there's adults there now too, but I don't know. How are they going to wrap this up where the kids are again involved with a lot of mass murders?
That's true too. There's no hiding it. Yeah.
There are adults now that can try to explain, but nobody's going to believe that, oh, there's a killer doll on the loose. Even though after so many decades, I think somebody would eventually be like, there might be a fucking killer doll on the loose. It might be a robot or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, like AI. I told you it was dangerous.
Not only that, but I think enough people are alive and have seen and witnessed Chucky at this point to where it kind of breaks the illusion that that this is somehow going on, you know, undercover or underground, or this is all happening behind closed doors and stuff. It's hard to believe that now.
Yeah, especially because everybody's got a fucking Ring camera. Like, you're not going to...
Yeah.
I don't know. So,
that all said, I think we have one more episode. So let's wait till... Save our final thoughts to see with how they pull it off. Season 2.
Yes. It's going to be...
Somehow, Don Mancini is gonna, you know, pull a rabbit out of his hat and somehow tie all this stuff together.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, the most important thing to take away from this at the end is what Glenn got shot by Nika. Mm-hmm. Dr. Mixter is probably Chucky Prime.
Yeah, we should probably spend a second and talk about that. She was laughing like Chucky.
Like Chucky, yeah. So. Towards the end, yeah. Sister Catherine's still alive, right?
Sister Catherine's she's a good person. Yeah, she's one of the good ones, so she's alive, though.
One of the people alive with Andy Barclay and Kyle, who, like, I don't think anybody's going to believe them.
Yeah. But, the kids... The kids are alive.
They're all alive. Yep. In other news, there's a spider on my wall, which is good news because I need it to kill all these flies. Not flies. Fruit flies. Anyway, that's what's important about this episode is that there's a spider living in my workstation.
Is it going to Charlotte Web?
No, it wasn't.
Charlotte Web your apartment?
Yeah. I'm going to like weep as all these... like. Hundreds and hundreds of baby spiders fly into the other side of my apartment.
This thing bit my face. This doesn't want to. It spill shit.
Oh, it's the most beautiful thousands of diamond pieces I've ever seen.
I guess this is my life now. I'm a dad.
He's 8-legged.
Yeah.
And in other news, I saw this movie called The Circle. I just want to quickly talk about that. The whole premise of the movie, which I think came out a couple years ago, is a bunch of people wake up in a completely blacked out room with just like red dots where they're standing. And if they walk out of it, they get zapped and killed immediately. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a test of humanity as they try to, they realize they have the power to vote with raising their hands. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, do not waste your time watching this fucking pretty low budget amateur effort.
Oof, amateurs.
They did their best, but the dialogue was, and they're trying to do things of like, you see, white people can be racist. I'm like, okay, God, this movie's gonna end, right? And it did, and it was dumb. Sorry, don't watch it.
Okay. Well, I'm debating whether or not I should tell everybody I saw Twisters, which I did.
Ooh, spooky. Yeah. Twisters can kill people.
It's true, they can.
I often talk about how we would get like, they're not dust devils, they're like mini Twisters in South Texas.
Yeah.
Because dust devils are like, I think dust devils suck because you're just like stuck in like what looks like the Tasmanian devils like running around on the ground, just like slapping dirt in your eyes. But like the many funnel twisters that would pop up in South Texas, how my dad used to take me out there with my younger brother. We'd just go and fuck with them, like throw hay in them or jump through them or whatever. Mm. And I told my current partner that and she was like, wow, Texas things. Like this. I'm like, no, they weren't. We wouldn't actively.
It was
do
a
it
florist thing. It was a florist man thing that we all did together.
It's just like, oh, you know what's really fun? If you let's throw a bunch of lighter fluid in it, and then we're gonna throw a match in it and see what
fire happens. Fire nado? There was a fire nado in Twisters, by the way. No spoilers.
Oh shit! All right, well, I'm
sorry. Do you want to watch the fire nado? Yeah. But yeah. I had fun with it. If you're looking for my review, I had a lot of fun with the Twisters.
Nice. Okay.
I'm a Glenn Powell fan. I'm going to say that up front.
I'm a fan of Glenn Powell as well.
I think he's a really good actor who's trying to be a movie star. And I think I do support him. He's from Texas. He reminds me, I don't know if I told you this before, Glenn Powell reminds me of people from Texas. Is that, does that track? Have you heard of not just in interviews? Like,
not really, but he's got the look. He looks like somebody from like Austin or like Dallas.
Yeah.
He's got that look.
Yeah. He talks like someone from Texas. His the name of his dog is Brisket. Yeah, that's a very Texas thing. It's a very Texas thing. Anyways, yeah, mini review. Go watch it. I think it's a lot of fun. It's not.
If we're keeping count, Chucky's still worth a watch.
We'll see.
Do not watch The Circle. Go watch Twisters.
Twisters is a lot of fun. Yeah, a lot of fun.
And do yourself a favor, if you've never seen Twister, watch that fucking movie immediately.
Yes. All right. Let's move over to our main review of Death of a Vlogger. John, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please. Yes, but briefly, I am going to tell you how disappointed I am that this wasn't somebody that cuts wood with a dietary restriction. Vlogger is not a vegan logger. Here we go.
Wait, so vegans can chop trees down? Oh. Hmm.
We use it. We use them as our skin.
Shield your skin. I made this pea coat for you.
We don't need metal armor when the world Mother Earth Gaia provides. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't mean offend my friends that say stuff like that. But no, obviously wood is not going to protect from bullets. All right. For Death of a Vlogger, coming in at number 3, disbelief has to be retired.
Yep. Yep.
Coming in at number 2 for Death of a Vlogger, influencers go retro, rebrand vloggers.
Yes, yeah.
I gotta tell you, like, this is there's very little vlogging in this film. Coming in at number 1 for Death of a Vlogger, World's Fair is not happening.
Right. Let me see if I have one. The internet was a mistake. There you go. Yeah, yeah. I mean that in the most negative way possible.
Can you believe, like, this movie came out in 2019, so they made something, and nothing against these people. They tried really hard, obviously, right? They tried to do something. I'm going to give them that. But then immediately after this, we got The Host, which was fucking great. And that was only like, 50 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know, a Skeleton Boys fave, Deadstream, was also like just a
few years away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Death of a Vlogger.
So my joke about they're not going to the World's Fair, like, this felt very much like, what's his name? Wannabe style of film. Like, nothing's really happening. They're trying to make it creepy, but then it's all fake anyway. And I don't know.
Yeah. So it's a mockumentary, basically, right?
Yeah, especially when you get that end. At the end, somebody's explaining what's going on, and it's like, why is this in the movie? This is a movie. Like,
oh, yeah.
Sorry. Like, they're trying way too hard. Like, oh, it's a documentary style. Like, oh, my God. Like, no, just end it. All right. Anyway.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we should probably say, like, so basically, like, it's a movie about a vlogger who gets haunted. but also about how he faked it to get, yes. And which is the larger, I think the larger point they're trying to make is they're trying to say, like, there's a whole culture now of influencers or people who fake things for attention. That,
yeah,
and you can't really believe everything you see on YouTube and stuff like that, because these guys, it's all sort of created and they're a brand, and how none of it's really real, so it's not true reality, right? It's just another form of entertainment.
Yes.
That about sum it up. This movie. So that's really what they were skewering, sure. Right? That's really what they were making fun of or making the movie about.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be the premise. Did they execute it? Well, not really. But because it was a little too...
Look how smart we are.
Yeah, which wasn't smart at all. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Don't do the most obvious thing and then think it's smart.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? Like, okay. Because I understood what they're trying to go for, but again, this is supposed to be a movie. If... Because maybe I missed something, but I did a little bit of like, oh, what was the trailer like? What was this like? Blah, blah, blah. And clearly it's a movie. Now, if they set this up like it was Blair Witch Project, you know, like where you didn't know, maybe it was supposed to be a documentary or something, like, oh, maybe a little more interesting, but...
Well, see, I think that was the magic trick that Blair Witch pulled off, was that nobody had ever done that before. So yeah. That's kind of why, because there was that little bit of fun going in of if this was real or not, and the internet wasn't quite what it was yet, and if I remember correctly, a lot of the people who had seen it were keeping it a secret and just sort of passing that video around, like, oh, you got to check this movie out. And it became like a organic cultural moment of, you know, that sort of spawned that we see quite a bit now, where people have, we call them now viral moments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the movie, I feel like once they did that, the you know, the toothpaste is out of the thing, you know, like it's like you can't do it again. But yet we've literally spent 25 years still trying to make this same movie in different ways, right?
Yeah. I think the closest we ever got again was probably Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. Another thing, I think people are going to quickly realize that we're not talking about the Blair Witch thing. I think it's really sad that those actors who did a really fucking convincing job, enough to convince the shit out of everybody, including myself, they couldn't get any other starring acting roles because their biggest claim to fame suggested they died, so nobody was looking for them.
Yeah,
and then they couldn't. They weren't allowed to audition for anything until after the movie had been released for like a year or something. It was in their contract. So like oh, it sucks.
I think there's even something about them suing recently. Did you see that?
No.
I've recently saw an article with the three of them did together, and I think they're like suing them for something, the company.
They should try. They got dicked out of
millions of money. Yeah.
Yeah. Sucks.
So it goes. It's Hollywood.
These guys, though, that did Death of a Vlogger, they're not... They probably got the appropriate amount of money back, or if they got anything back.
What, to me, like... So I guess we could concede the fact that, like... So it's a documentary about a guy who is haunted, right?
Who...
Fakes it, right? Who fakes it, and it is sort of called out on it, right? Yeah. And then... There's other stuff that happens, but I feel like that's kind of like the main part of it before we get to spoilers.
Yeah, and also I think it's important to note that the guy that we're following wrote and directed this movie.
Oh, I bet. I bet he did.
Yeah, it's like... And like you can tell like he brought in his fucking buddy. I don't even know if he's anybody... anyway, his buddy who's like, oh yeah, he's like my best friend, and he's this guy that does a talking head at the end again. I'm like, who is this guy again? Oh, he's the guy that said he was his best friend at the beginning of the movie.
I feel like they
just disappeared.
I feel like the director, who's also the star in it, looks so much like his friend in the Hawaiian shirt, who was like the they purposely, when they had scenes together, he wore glasses. It's a thing. It's a thought. It's a thought that crossed my mind, because no other parts of this movie does he wear glasses consistently. They're always on or off, and every time they were together, he wore glasses.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair. They're very
so similar.
Lanky,
white British people.
So, Jorma West,
uh-huh,
who plays Alice. I can't tell you which one that was, but it's got to be. I don't remember. Anyway, she was also the makeup special effects artist. So this is the type of movie it is. That there's not a whole big crew. They were probably in the movie as well. The guy that edited it, did the edit, mm-hmm, was also the guy that played Graham.
Yes.
Who also directed and wrote this. Everybody listening at home, are you catching on to what I'm trying to say?
This is a family movie.
This was a student film.
I think also that it feels like one of those cheap Netflix documentaries.
Yeah.
Like,
cuz we've been watching a lot of those.
It's sort of presented that way. You know what I mean? Like a bad documentary. Not even a good documentary. Just a bad documentary.
This is almost like a better episode of John Carpenter's Suburban Screams.
Okay, yeah.
But not quite as good as the good ones.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, like, what did you think of any of the scary moments? Did any of that stuff work for you?
No, it was all too cheaply done, and I understand that might be intentional, but no, like, they try to focus on, like, oh, like, there's moments where he's doing a video, a follow-up video to something, and he is not paying attention to what's going on behind him. They're like, oh, look at this, and there's, like, a painting or, like, something, artwork hung up on the wall. And it's being pulled, but only on the bottom, clearly by, like, monofilament. Like, there's no... And it was just, everything was kind of like that. So I was a little bit bored of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. But then there's, like, a twist, right? Where they introduce a character who's going to disprove all of this and thinks it's, like, a big charade. And does. She does, actually. That's like her job. Her job is to do that. His job is to basically, like, defraud people who are just trying to have, like, viral moments and stuff.
Which that would assume that she needs for these things to work, so her videos can also go viral, because there's no way she makes any money off of defrauding people.
Exactly.
Or, like, you know.
Yeah, she's part of the game too. And then he has, he ends up being found out. He goes through, you know, the motions of being apologizing and finding out. And then.
I'm just, what do these people do for money?
Don't know, dude. This is it. This is what they do for money. Tricking people into their bullshit. Their amateur filmmaking is what I'm gathering. You're talking specifically the characters, right? The characters in this movie do this. Yeah. Yes, for money.
Because, I mean, they do go into, like, oh, he's a vlogger, and then they proceed to do a supercut of just funny video things that he does. I'm like, that's not vlogging.
No, that's...
I guess what he's doing here is vlogging, because... I don't know. But it's still not vlogging. they're influencers, right? It's
not... Vlogging is supposed to be, correct me if I'm wrong, when it sort of comes up as like a, like your, almost like a diary, right? It's like a...
Yeah. Daily diary, a daily log.
Video log, right? Instead of a blogging, which was kind of like a cheap, easy way of just writing your thoughts down and posting it quickly. So it's like the same concept, right?
Which is like a an inferior version of live journal.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, a good example of like a great vlogger would be David Lynch, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When
yeah, but this, I don't know. What else is so he gets found out, right? The other guy gets found out too, but he lies about saying like, "Oh, I thought it was real," or...
Well, that almost, yeah. We should, if you want to go into spoilers, we go into spoilers. We're going to talk about like the latter half of this movie. You want to talk about, you want to do that?
Well, I'm like confused at what the spoilers are going to be though, right? Because is the spoilers what... I'm sorry we're having this discussion on the air. Are the spoilers... I'm going to tell you right, you know what? I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I didn't like this movie. Was spoilers the defrauding again? Or is the spoilers...
Yes, that's what I'm referring to.
Okay. That I wasn't sure.
They attempt again to... Supposedly, like, in his apology video, he has... There's ghost actually there. And this time... The videos that we're watching are different enough, but more wrapped up and quote unquote believable to be like, oh, this is really happening. So it's like, you know,
he goes to a mental facility to...
That's the end. But yeah, like, because he gets found. Guess what, guys? He gets found out again. He's faking it. Yeah. There won't be any spoilers this episode. There will be no...
Just cue the spoilers thing right now just to have it. All right, thank you. So, yeah. And then at the end... That's where I was like, oh my God, this needs to stop. It's like when he gets found out again after he makes his apology video and blah, blah, blah. The lady that was professionally debunks all these videos... went and did a deep dive search and like based off of one email account, which seems really sloppy. I don't think people would do that, but off of one email account, realized it was Aaron's email account, who was like supposed to be his previous relationship partner or just a friend.
Well, it's all, I mean, it's all bullshit, right? Like it's clearly the three of them, the poltergeist guy, the main guy, and then his girlfriend are all making up all of these videos as if they're real, and this movie
potentially had been making them up.
Yes,
setting this up for years prior.
Yes, yeah.
Like they pretended not to know each other, even though they had been making videos before together, which they showed you at the beginning, like it was a clever reveal. And I'm like, I don't
exactly. Yeah,
it doesn't matter to me.
And this movie had the audacity to end this movie with, maybe it's real, maybe it's not real.
I know. It's like,
wow. That was just insulting at that point, right? I mean, you just literally spent twice showing that you're not believable or trustworthy. So why would I believe you a third time? Why would there be any doubt if the movie's telling me this is fake? Like, why would I believe that there's some doubt that, oh, there's some real spooky shit going on? Some of this is real. It's not real. It's all crap. It's all bullshit.
And wasn't even enough to, like, the thing where... What? The way he tries to prove at the end, like, if you felt like it was fake, even though they proved it was all fake. Which, again, I have a hard time. Like, you gotta, like, just have no... Your suspension of disbelief, just, you know, whatever, right? But this movie presents itself as a mockumentary within itself, and it is not clever. He shows, like, oh, well, I'm going to kill myself. And he grabs the sheet, to make like a quick noose, which is not easy to do, but he does it off screen. So you're just seeing his legs, and then he dangles and hangs and then collapses, which again, like, you're not seeing everything, so I don't understand. Like, that could have been the one time where you see something fucked up and he does die, but no, it's just another, like, oh, maybe it was real. Like, no, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. You can't... This movie does a thing where it tries to fool you three times and then be like, I don't know. Maybe this is really happening. Which is such a, like... I rarely ever say this, but this is the amateur way of writing things. Like, oh, maybe it really did happen. It's open-ended. This is really some real stuff going on. But it's all... But you're... This movie's literally telling me it's all fake. They fake all of it. So why would I believe any of them?
No, but it did happen because after he collapses to the ground dead, it said they went back to the apartment and his body was missing and they still haven't found him. So... So it's probably real. Sorry, I widened my eyes. I wide like, whoa, that's the reaction. Yeah. Definitely real. It's not.
Yeah, it's definitely.
This movie made me think, like, is this a real documentary? And I thought it was a movie, you know?
It's trying too hard to, I don't know. You can't. Like, you could do it once. Like, you could fairly do that once, right? Like, you could pretend, like, oh, I did this for hits and likes and to be liked. And then it actually starts happening to the person. That's your movie. That's the movie you can make. But if you try to... If you disprove that you're lying and faking about what it is that you're doing and you're sus about it, and then you expect us to believe us a third time, like, that's just... That's an insult. That's a slap to the face of the audience. Like, there's nobody walking out of this movie unless they've never seen a movie before in their entire life. This is their first movie they've ever seen. And
oh my God, just a bunch of kids on Rumspringer, and then they go, and this is the first movie they've seen.
This is what's playing. And this is the first movie they ever see. Maybe you could fool a couple of people, but you're not going to. This movie treats its audience as if they're morons and just, you know, insulting and spits in our face, and it feels like they just wasted our time if they really think that there's really something spooky actually about this at all.
Yeah, and again, who's making this documentary, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I questioned that the whole time. I was like, who the fuck's recording all these like interviews and talking heads?
Who cares, right? Like, who's this for? Who's this documentary for? Yeah.
Who decided to go down a rabbit hole? What happened to yeah. this guy in particular?
And red, you know, like it.
And it never revealed. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just like a cheap, you know, Blair Witch Paranormal Activity knockoff style thing. And again, I mean, Deadstream is probably drastically different in its tone, but at least in that one, the guy plays a jackass idiot intentionally.
Yeah.
And then he leaves the stream on, so he's conversing with his stream at the same mm-hmm. time,
but yet,
and nobody believes him there either, right?
Like, but yet it plays out like, but he had the foresight to be like, okay, well, this is my evil dead, right? Like, he's intentionally yeah. homaging, you know, a great movie, right? Like, he's playing up for it while distilling it through this new like culture. It's very smart, very thoughtful movie, so I give Deadstream way more credit than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really hot outside, so we're fired up about this movie. Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those movies too. At the beginning, even though, like, you know, the way they pull off these things is kind of cheap still.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, this could be fun. And then it wasn't. Like, almost immediately I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the movie, isn't it?
Fine. Yeah. Too self-serious, too and like believing that it's more clever than it is. Like, I don't know. It's a lot of trappings of filmmakers that are, you know, I'll give them their due. They're going out there making the things they want to make, you know. I will not.
That's what I gotta give them too. They made a feature length film, which is not easy to do.
Yeah,
especially with just like five people. It looks like
making movies are hard. So the fact that they went out there, they made the thing that they wanted to make, and it feels like their vision of it, I will applaud them for that. But as a viewer and as somebody who critiques movies or reviews movies, like, I just did not connect with this movie at all. I personally feel insulted, you know, for for the little respect they give me as the viewer, you know.
And I will also say,
I don't know if that's too harsh or not, but that's what
I like for our listeners, no, we don't try to compare everything to Blood Rag. That's not fair. But this was just simply not it.
Yeah. It's also a difficult day, you know, Biden dropped out of the race, so it's just so this context, it's been a very difficult afternoon. So this movie just came up on the wrong day. So
I know that The Boys season 4 is already over.
It's happening now.
Hell of a finale. Yeah. At least we have a brand new first half of Cobra Kai's final season. There's some good in this world.
Yeah. Okay. I think we should have any thoughts, John. Okay, yeah. All right.
I'll be honest, like, we talked about this longer than I thought
we Yeah, would. We got a lot. We got good stuff. See, don't worry. We can always stretch it out. We could do this.
Yeah.
We're no longer doing 30-minute episodes like we did at the beginning. So.
No. But let us know if you want us to do 30-minute episodes. Yeah, just, you can see us bum rush to say as many things as possible in 30 minutes. Which might be kind of funny.
All righty. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
Don't do that. Just rate the movie.
I'm going to give you Death of a Vlogger 2.5 sexy mediocre bones.
Very limp. Very limp bones. Yeah, I'm in the same area too. 2. I'll give it a 2. Yeah. They tried. All right.
Hey, the camera work doesn't look bad. I'll give it a 10. I mean, it's not anything spectacular, but it doesn't look like shit.
I think they made the movie they wanted to make. That I will always appreciate.
sound terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys, gals, not binary pals. Thank you for listening, and as always,
stay spooky. We'll be right back.